whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Last week, Pastor Holland examined 2 Thessalonians as Paul expounded on the signs of the last days, a spirit of apostasy that is prevalent in today's religious culture. As Christians, we must diligently seek Christ, as no man knows the day or the hour of his return. Listen now as we join Pastor Holland in progress for the conclusion of his message entitled, Your Redemption Draweth Nigh.
Friend, I don't care whether you're Jew, I don't care whether you're Muslim, I don't care if you're Roman Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, or Holiness. Friend, the only way you're going to heaven is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and we better continue to stand and preach on the truth of the Word of God. But I'm telling you, I believe we're living in the last days because we see men that have people that are flocking to their ministries because they're giving them a message of apostasy. I'm telling you today, most churches do not even give a clear presentation of the gospel, and many churches through the years are going to give an account to God for signing some people up on a card and never showing them how to be saved by the grace of God, die in their sins and go to hell. I want you to know today, apostasy rampant everywhere. They deny the basic Christian doctrine such as Trinity, the deity of Christ, the deity of the Holy Spirit, salvation by grace, the moral absolutes in the Bible, countless denominational divisions that contradict much of the Scripture. There's much division in the body of Christ. Most churches today said, well, come on in, don't really matter what you believe. Well, I tell you, at Victory Baptist Church, it does matter what you believe. And I tell you, if you're going to be teaching my children and my grandchildren and other people in my church, you're going to have to believe what the Bible believes. And we're living in a day of apostasy. I'm telling you, folks, we're living in the day of apostasy. Recently, we have been bombarded with the matter of homosexual marriage. For years, they have done everything in their power to try to push it in on us. And it seemed as if we were safe. It seemed as if our state was conservative enough. And there was other states that was conservative enough that we said, no, that'll never happen here. But yet, Supreme Court signs into being sound, says everybody has to do it. And they say that it's got to be done, and it doesn't matter. In fact, Georgia repealed, and the court come in and said they can't withdraw. They must do what everybody else is doing. Friend, if you'll read the Bible, I tell you today, Jesus died for all sinners, and I don't care who they are, what they do. I invite and welcome anybody into this church and preach to them as I would anybody else. But I want you to know today that the fact of the sin of homosexuality, as well as fornication and other unclean sins that God preaches against and teaches about, we need to understand the truth that is set before us. We find today we're living in a day where there's more women being ordained into the ministry than any other day that we've lived in. You say, but preacher, that's just a matter of disagreement. Well, it may be disagreement for you, but according to the Word of God, the Bible said that the lady is to remain silent in the church. But yet we find that there was men that was preaching the Word of God. God called men to preach the truth. There's not preaching there today like it should be. There people are not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm simply saying today, your redemption draws nigh, first of all, because I believe we're living in the age of apostasy. But I tell you today, churches, they're not churches anymore. They're calling themselves by other names, and they're trying to appeal in some other way. But I'm telling you, I'm not ashamed, because my Bible said Jesus died for the church. Peter said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, there's a spirit of apostasy, but there's the spirit of Antichrist. We see in verse number 3, the Bible said that the man of sin be revealed. He's writing about a world leader who will demand that the world worship him like God. But I tell you today, we see people that seemingly want people to bow down to them and kowtow to everything they say and do rather than God. These events will happen in a future time, according to verse 7. You want to know who he is that letteth, that let? It's the Holy Spirit of God. When the Lord went back to heaven, he left us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, when we're taken out, the Holy Spirit's going to be taken out, and the man of sin will be revealed. We see the events occurring that we never would have envisioned just a few years ago. Our government are taking alarming liberties that we thought could never take. Supreme courts are now deciding on things that we used to have a voice in, that we could vote on, and it was a matter of what the people wanted. But now it's not a matter of what the people want, it's what a bunch of politicians and leaders that are against God want. And yet we see here the fact of the spirit of the Antichrist is already coming about. The government has mandated birth control payments. In fact, the Roman Catholic Church has filed an order to try to reverse that. But they say if anybody works for the Roman Catholic Church must provide for them birth control, must pay for it in order they might have it. I'm telling you today, it means this. If somebody works here at our church or any place, they're going to come in and tell us what we can or cannot do. They will tell us we have to pay for abortion drugs that will help people have abortions so that they will not have children. White House Press Secretary back then, Jay Carney, said, "I understand that there's been objections and that some people disagree with us, and we're going to work with institutions that have concerns here. But I think it's important to note here that we believe these services are important and that American women deserve to have access to their kind of insurance cover regardless of where they work. I think they ought to have coverage too, as long as it don't compromise our convictions and our stand." The Army has silenced their chaplains. They've told them now what they can and cannot do. The Obama administration has been accused of telling Catholic military chaplains that what they can and cannot say from their pulpits. And yet today, there used to be a day when chaplains in the Army were there to, in order that they might share the gospel and win them to Christ. The state of Washington is considering a bill right now that would force churches to allow same-sex couples to be married in their facilities. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. Hang on, the days are coming. And I tell you, we need to pray like we've never prayed before. And I believe we're living in the days of apostasy. I believe we're living in the days of Antichrist. We're seeing these things happen. But I praise God for verse 6 and 7. "And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in the last time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who letteth, remember I told you, the Holy Spirit, until he be taken out of the way." I tell you right now, the Holy Spirit's holding back and restraining certain things. Everything's in the hand of God. I believe we're in an area in the beginning of these things, but the evidence is clear. I believe our redemption draweth nigh. The spirit of apostasy, the spirit of Antichrist, but lastly, the spirit of apathy. Look at verse 10, and this is the one that disturbs me probably the most. There's going to come a time when people are going to be deceived and blinded. The Bible said, "In whom the god of this world," and he's talking about Satan, "in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the glorious gospel of Christ might shine into them." Sunday school teachers, just be prepared. When you're teaching and telling them how to be saved, the old devil's going to be trying to blind them and deceive them and to make them think something that is an untruth. And finally, those that refuse and rebel and continue to refuse and rebel, the Bible says God's going to give them over because they refuse to obey the truth. We see that in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. We've seen that at work. And God said because of their reprobate minds that God just gave them up. Turned them over because the apathy that seems to be going on. Used to be a day when Christians would really get stirred up and challenged. You say, "Preacher, listen, you're old, I know. And you said, I'm on up there. What's the use?" I tell you what's the use. Go over there and look in the nursery. That's what's the use. Go over there and look at junior church. That's what's the use. You look around all these little kids today, and I tell you, if somebody don't have backbone to stand today, you imagine what they're going to be faced with in the days to come if Christians don't realize the importance of being diligent in what God has called us to do. The word "hold" in verse 18 is the same word translated "letteth." Means to hold back, to restrain, to hinder. But you remember 2 Timothy chapter 3? The Bible said in the last days, what? Perilous times shall come. Men should be lovers of self more than lovers of God. Now don't get mad. I'm not against Facebook. But what's Facebook about? Most of the time, it's all about me. Look at me. Look what I've done. Now, I'm not being critical. I am not, really. I think Facebook is wonderful if people can share pictures and do things. But, friend, what's it about? And the Bible said they're going to be lovers of self more than lovers of God. He said, "Preacher, that's not my mind. That's not my mindset." I want you to understand what I'm saying. As Christians, if we're not careful, we can be sucked into that type thing that before we realize it, we're right there with the rest of them. You see, when we fail, worst of all, we're living among people who do not care. The spirit of apathy. People that do not care. But I'm going to tell you today, the world is on a toboggan slide to hell. And the only thing that's going to turn it around is for Christians to rise up and take a stand for God until He comes. But yet, the world around us doesn't care. Somebody told me, "Well, you preacher, you're just old-fashioned." Thank you. That's a good compliment. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes, and neither does His Word. I don't know when the Lord's going to come, but I do know He is coming. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Bible said in verse number 16, He said, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with the shout and the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." I do not know when, and I don't know how things are going to wind up, and I don't know how things are going to pan out. But I can tell you one thing. Jesus is coming. Christians are going. And there's going to be chaos on this world, and it may even come while we're here. But if there's ever a day that we as Christians needed to be holy and pure and right and faithful and loving and serving and reading our Bible and seeking God's face, is today. For friend, Jesus is coming. And I believe your redemption draweth nigh. Yes, it could be today. Maybe not. But it could be. But wouldn't it be wonderful to be at Victory Baptist Church, hearing the Word of God? Wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody got saved this morning just as they trusted Christ? The trumpet sounded. And we all took out of here. Friend, it's evident. You know, most people don't even think about what's going on. But when these type men that don't believe this Bible are attracting that many people, it tells you apostasy is relevant around us. God help us today. Your redemption draweth nigh. Father, we thank You for this time. We thank You for the Word of God. Father, today I pray that You'd help us to see that people are falling away from churches. Services are being canceled frequently. Things are happening that we thought would never, ever happen. But God, help Victory Baptist Church to take a stand. Lord, help us to continue to stand when nobody else stands. And help us to understand that Your coming may be seen. Speak to hearts. And if there's one here that's lost, I pray today they be saved. Help Christians. Lord, help us not to be so apathetic. Lord, help us to be concerned. May we determine today, I'm going to get involved in the fight. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to serve God. Have Your will and way, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord could descend from heaven at any time. Are you prepared to meet God? Christian, will you be found faithful? It is only through the sacrifice of Christ that we can have assurance of eternal perfection. Lift up your head. Redemption draweth nigh. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.